We're with Tanya Brookmiller, who is an ombud with Enbridge Gas, joining us here today to talk about a situation that is taking place in Napanee. Tanya, first off, thank you so much for agreeing to do this. We appreciate it greatly.
Thank you for having me. Glad to help if I can.
So basically, the situation is that several people in Napanee, we're not sure if it happened elsewhere as well, didn't receive bills from Enbridge Gas for several months. So what happened?
This was unfortunately a unique situation. We had a technical issue which prevented the generation of bills. And so those customers in specific areas, which included Napanee, didn't get bills for a few months.
How widespread was this this issue?
It was localized. So there were a number of areas that were affected, which included Napanee, Prince Edward County, Belleville, and some parts of Kingston. Not to get too technical, but that's obviously based on their billing cycles. So not everyone in those regions.
Okay. But yeah, and we did hear that it wasn't everyone. I know a number of customers that did call Enbridge to ask what was happening. We're told to, you know, put some money towards it to pay what they thought they would owe, and then the difference would be added a little bit later on. But if this goes back to October, as we hear it had for some people, then there was a huge hike in the bills, resulting in quite a difference for some of these people. They didn't expect to have bills come in that showed that they owed hundreds and hundreds of dollars more than they were expecting to. So what do you have to say to those people?
Well, there's two groups of customers there too. So that we do have a group of customers that are in what we call equal monthly billing. And so that is set up so that you spread out your costs over the years. So for those customers, the monthly bills would be the same. Unfortunately, the winter months are the colder months. So for those customers that are not on equal monthly billing that pay for their actual use in those months are the ones that would have seen higher bills for sure.
So yeah, higher bills, but we know there was a massive increase that came in. Like my bill personally from January last year was about $140, and this year it was north of $270. So it is quite a jump. Should there not have been a warning given to these people that they're going to be on the hook for possibly hundreds of dollars?
Yes. The short answer is yes, there should have been. And it's definitely not the experience we wanted our customers to have. Initially, when they recognized that there was an issue, they thought that it would have been rectified within a short period of time. It obviously went longer than we thought. And so in hindsight, yeah, we should have communicated with customers much earlier.
What's behind the big hike that we're seeing, that people are seeing in their gas bills, specifically starting in January?
There are a few reasons. One of them is obviously the issue in the Ukraine. And you know, like every commodity, there are increases, inflation. We're also looking at higher demand. And so when you look at, you know, demand and supply, everything is increased, not just natural gas. So that's primarily the reason. And then we also look at the carbon charge.
So when you look at these bills that these people had been paying and some people had been putting money on, I'm guessing that some people didn't do that. Are they going to be subject to late fees? Because we did have one person who commented saying that they had a late payment charge on one of their bills.
They absolutely shouldn't. And that's something that I've asked as well to get checked on. There should be an automatic hold on any late fees, but customers absolutely should call us to get the late fees waived. And then there are also options where we can work with the customer to spread those payments out on a payment plan that also would not be subject to late fees.
Okay. So I was going to ask you, what are you going to do for these customers to help, to help make the situation better for them, to make it right?
Absolutely what I said. We're going to work with those customers to spread those payments out and work on a payment plan with them. For those customers that are on an equal monthly payment bill, we would work with those customers too. But ultimately, those payment the monthly payment plan that's been allocated to them on their account, wouldn't change.
And will you be reaching out to them to make sure that they know that that offer will be on the table?
I don't know the answer to that, if we're going to be proactively reaching out to them, but I think that's a great suggestion.
So anyone listening to this right now, if they have fallen into this group of non-bills showing up in their email inboxes, they should contact Enbridge and ask about this.
Yeah, and customers that want to perhaps get on a payment plan to spread those costs out, they can do that through their My Account online, or they can call our call center.
Excellent. What do you have to say to just in closing here, what do you have to say to the people who were affected by this? I can tell that this is something that bothers you. You're not comfortable with this situation, and who would be when you've made some customers upset? So what do you have to say to those people?
Our apologies, of course. It's not as a customer myself, I would have expected more. It definitely wasn't our intention. Looking back, we should have communicated earlier. So we're sorry, and it's not the experience we want our customers to have.
Tanya, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I really appreciate it.
It was good to talk to you, Bob. Thank you.